Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear and humid, a low of 70. A faulty ceiling fan is believed to have caused a fire that damaged the Franciscan Ministries in the village of Rochester this morning. Village firefighters were called to the two-story wood frame building at 940 Browns Lake Drive just before 6 o'clock this morning after occupants reported the smell of smoke and alarm sounding. The 8 to 10 residents were safely out of the building before firefighters arrived. Extra help was requested from Waterford, Raymond, East Troy, Wind Lake, Union Grove, the City of Burlington, Kansasville, and Maguanago, in addition to the Racine Fire Bells. The fire was contained to the administrative offices of the building. An investigation is underway in north central Wisconsin after police shot and killed a man following a chase and standoff. Lincoln County Sheriff Jeff Yeager says officers were chasing a suspect about 6 this morning after shots were fired at an officer during a traffic stop in Antigo. The chase ended in Pine River after spike strips were used to deflate the man's tires. Police say the man got out of his car with a gun and held police at bay for about an hour. Yeager said negotiations with the suspect broke down and the man was shot and killed but offered no other details. Investigators from the Department of Justice are investigating as required by state law. Build out on the Real School in the Sportsplex facility in Sturtevant has a schedule that's about to unfold. Racine Unified purchasing the site this year for over $5 million to set up career pathways programming for grades 6 through 12 in a partnership with Gateway Technical College that includes access to the nearby IMET Center. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen told the Board of Education that finding an architect and construction manager will be among the immediate top priorities, along with a design concept to help figure out the cost going into 2017.
And the RFP for the construction manager, I believe that's also either out or going out. We'll get that back in August, bring to you at the study session, give you an update on that, and ask for a decision at the September 26th meeting. And then in January, if we're able to get all the design work done, the first meeting in January, we'd bring to you the proposed financing. And at the second meeting, we would ask for the board to consider that.
Hazen noted the sports side of the facility will remain as is, but for a new entrance because of continued rental of the space, except when needed for school activities. The rental money will be used to pay off the purchase borrowing. The Kenosha Unified School District has gone to court seeking a restraining order against a man named Kit Stillwell, who lives in Greenfield and is accused of harassing district officials, specifically Superintendent Sue Savaglio Jarvis.
The Kenosha News says that Stillwell, who's a photographer, has a running dispute with not only Kenosha Unified, but also the WYAA. It's over the requirement that he have credentials to take and sell pictures of athletes from certain events. The alleged harassment has included emails with claims of illegal and corrupt actions by district officials. Stillwell was even removed from a June 28th school board meeting for public comments he made targeting the principal of Tremper High School in violation of board policy. Dr. Sue telling the paper they've tried to work with Stillwell through an attorney hire to investigate legal matters, but he's rejected it. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Changes are coming to two intersections on the Burlington Bypass, one of them the scene of two fatal accidents this year involving turning vehicles. The DOT's Brian DeNeve says yellow flashing arrows will be replaced with green turn arrows at Pine Street and Highway 11 intersections.
Flashing yellow arrows give motorists an opportunity to turn left, make the decision with caution, proceed with caution for a left-hand turn while there is oncoming traffic. In the case of a green arrow, though, the oncoming traffic would be facing a red light.
The changes were requested by the City of Burlington as a way to enhance safety, the Common Council having talked about it last week. Neve says the work to change the signal should be finished by the end of the month. A $650,000 contract with a Greenfield company to replace the prematurely deteriorating surface of Kenosha's new Dream Playground at Petsky Park is recommended for approval by a pair of city council committees. Aldermen received assurances the contract will be closely monitored, but no one is predicting when the work will be completed and the playground allowed to reopen. Tammy Conforti, who led the charge to get it built, saying she and many others hope that's soon.
The Dream Playground project team and Amity and I and all the children in the city of Kenosha are just waiting and being patient as we can with the process to get the park open and get those children back out there playing so we can see the smiles on their faces and hear the joy of their laughter once again.
The city hopes to recover all or at least part of the cost of the replacement project by reaching a settlement with the original contractor. Beyond that is a court fight. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.